Nonsense and Melody
with Gil
and Demling. Plenty of screwy people on this dear old SS Hysteria.
At last you're getting on to yourself.
No, but a guy just handed me $500 and told me to keep it for him for a few days. He's on his honeymoon.
Well, if he's on his honeymoon, he'll need his money. Why didn't he keep it?
Why should he risk all that money with a strange woman around? Don't be like that.
Now, shipmates, this concert will be a memorable one, for we discovered Eddie Plinkaplank, the banjo demon, stowed away in one of the captain's slippers.
Eddie can do more things with a banjo than you can do with a complete set of tools and a copy of Popular Mechanics. Eddie Plinkaplank, spotlight.
Now, playmates, I have something special for you. I've been getting so much of Gil's lip that I began to think of Chevalier, the big lip and chin man. And Mademoiselle Fifi, who is the French toast of Europe, offered to give her impression of Maurice Chevalier singing Sherry. Shake the sherry tree, maestro.
Mon chéri, je t'aime. Mon chéri, this one again. You know, I could praise you a thousand ways, but I say it all in this one sweet phrase. And that's sherry, my sherry. So fair, tell me you care. You know, I love you, say, that's what I mean. When I whisper, ma chérie, je I love you. Why, that's what I mean. Then I whisper, ma chérie.
At this juncture, the orchestra, who shudder at the baton waved by Salvatore Santaea, whose name we have changed to Ginsburg, will play a chorus of a tune even they don't know the name of, featuring a somewhat questionable passage played on the friendly flute symphony. We now take out our false teeth and tell you a fairy tale. This is the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the original manuscript of which we found stuffed in the third finger of an old rubber glove. Years and years ago, there lived a queen who was proud of her beauty. She had a magic talking mirror, a wonderful thing, for when the queen spoke to it, the mirror answered her in English.
Mm-hmm. And one morning, as she was combing her hair, admiring her gorgeous fizz, she talked to the mirror. Curtain?
Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest of all? Hmm?
Well, you're not this morning. Your face looks like you slept with your head in a washing machine or something.
Oh, mirror, how you talk.
I suppose.
Am I not lovely?
No.
See my hair as I run my comb through it? Oh, got a snarl.
Listen, Queenie, when you comb the dandruff out of that hair, it looks like a snowstorm on Pike's Peak.
Oh, mirror, stop. That's not dandruff.
Oh, no? Well, what is it? Waltzing salt?
No, my hair's just full of electricity, that's all. Just listen.
My goodness. Well, of course, if you're so proud of the electricity, why don't you give up being a queen and have yourself wired for television?
Oh, just one more chance for you. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest of all?
I've told you all this week, it's Snow White.
Snow White?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like something you clean the sink with.
Yeah, and that's the way you look.
Oh, well, who is this who is Snow White?
Well, I'll tell you, she's the hottest looking dame in the kingdom. She makes you look like a bum, Queenie, no kidding.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show this Snow White.
Good morning, beautiful queen.
Oh, goodness me, who are you? I can't see anyone.
I am your evil self, the bad side of thy nature. I will help you to punish Snow White for daring to be more beautiful than thou.
My goodness, he sounds like a revival of Ten Nights in a Barroom or something.
Oh, now, mirror, be quiet. Be quiet.
Take thou that comb you have in your hand and poison it. Then disguise yourself as an old woman selling trinkets and sell the comb to Snow White, who lives down by the viaduct. You will be revenged.
Oh, goodness me, that's a great idea. If I can get the poison comb in her hair, it'll take her out of my hair. Oh, got a snarl.
Scene 2. The queen follows instructions and goes to Snow White's house, down by the viaduct, pausing on the way to spend a pleasant half hour pulling trolleys. She knocks at the door.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Western Union. maybe you'd better come down and see.
Who is it?
Would you like to buy a genuine Navajo blanket?
Who are you?
Oh, me, he, Big Chief, or Big Heave, or something. Oh.
How about go away before the garbage man takes you for an old pie crust? Yeah!
Oh, goodness me. Put your tongue back in your mouth. Oh. Looks like a hot water bottle.
Go away, old woman. Go away, or I'll cross my eyes. Yeah!
Oh, goodness me. What a sweet child. You're Snow White, are you? The little girl who lives by the viaduct?
To be sure. To be sure. Do you want a viaduct?
Oh, goodness me. But I thought you were beautiful. Why, you have the biggest feet I ever saw.
Yes, because I want to be alone.
Oh, but then big feet come in handy. I can always get a job stamping out forest fires. Ha ha!
Scene 3. The queen, seeing that the supposedly beautiful Snow White really resembles a pound of hamburger floating in a puddle of crankcase drippings, hurries back to the castle. She again combs her hair while talking to the magic mirror.
La-da-da! Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest of all?
You said that back on page 2.
No. Come on now, tell me.
I still think Snow White is a cinch in any league.
Oh, well, I saw her today, and she's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You lied to me, mirror. Snow White is really quite a sour wrench. Oh.
Oh, I see. So you think I'm cracked, eh?
Oh, not yet, mirror, but it won't be long now.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on a corner, I'm waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms.
So let's go cuddle in a corner,
any cozy little corner.
Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Venus de Milo was noted for her charms.
But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms.
So let's go cuddle in a corner,
any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
And so, to the vocal gyrations of the Three Jack Tars, we wind up another ship's concert.
But we'll be in Turkey in a few days, so be sure to drop in on Sultan Gill
and the pride of the happy harem, Sultan Demling.